You are answers. It's going to be a great night of CMO Tool baseball. So I guess it's time to sit back and relax because live from Chickasaw we're going to all work at 7
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. It is the fifth game of a six-game series. Rainiers have played really well here on this trip so far, winning three of the first four games. In all three of the Rainiers' victories, they took an early substantial lead and held on to it the rest of the way. And a couple of them have been drama-free victories where the Rainiers didn't even get pushed in the late innings. That changed yesterday. The Rainiers won last night 6-3, although it was 6-0, and Oklahoma City got some runs back and even brought the tying run to the plate in the eighth inning, but the Rainiers' bullpen was able to hold. Tacoma enters play today 63-70 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is going to start the left-hander Austin Warner on the mound. Warner making the start today for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander Ryan Pepio. Oklahoma City is tied in first place in the East at 74-59. They are tied in first with El Paso. Round Rock in that race also just one game back. So games are getting important for Oklahoma City down the stretch. And Pepio has been their winningest pitcher. He is 8-0 on the season and frequently gets called up to make starts for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So Pepio on the hill for Oklahoma City and Austin Warner for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight here in Bricktown. We've got a Rainiers roster move to report and a little more as the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Oklahoma City Dodgers tonight in the fifth game of this six-game series. That'll wrap up with a day game tomorrow that will begin at 12:05 Pacific time. Then the road trip continues this coming week with the Rainiers heading off to Las Vegas. Rainiers' next home game will be Tuesday, September 20th. That'll be the start of the final homestand of the year. We hope to see you at Cheney Stadium then. Roster move for the Red Ears today. Evan White placed on the 7-day injured list, retroactive to last Thursday. Hip-related discomfort that he's going to get checked out by doctors. They hope that it's minor and that he'll be able to return before the end of the season. But for now, White placed on the 7-day injured list. He tweaked it on a play at first base where he was the batter trying to beat out a grounder. And there was some awkward body movements around first base on a close play with the pitcher running over to cover the bag and near collision. And not an actual collision, but White had to get out of the way there, and I guess he tweaked it on that play. So that was on Wednesday night. He is now on the injured list, retroactive to Thursday, just the 7-day IL in the Pacific Coast League. Game 5 of the series coming up. We'll check out the starting lineups right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn, and fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 63-70 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off playing right field today is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third and playing left field is Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot, center fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Eric Mejia will hit sixth. He is at third base. Batting seventh is designated hitter Jonathan Villar. Hitting eighth and playing second base is Luis Torrens. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Drew Ellis. On the mound for Tacoma, left-hander Austin Warner. He is 4-2 with a 4.63 ERA. The Oklahoma City Dodgers are 74-59. They are, of course, the LA Dodgers affiliate. Their manager is Travis Barbary. They're going to lead off with Drew Avens. Avens is in center field. Batting second, the second baseman, Michael Busch. Hitting third is shortstop Andy Burns. The cleanup hitter is Edwin Rios. He is at third base. Batting fifth and playing right field is James Outman. Hitting sixth, designated hitter Jason Martin. Batting seventh and playing first base is Ryan Noda. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Hunter Fiducia. And batting ninth, left fielder Omar Estevez. On the mound, Ryan Pepio. Pepio 8-0 with a 2.58 ERA in the Pacific Coast League this year. Umpires behind home plate is Aaron Higgins. He's the crew chief at first base is Reed Bassner. And over at third, it's Steven Yashinsky. Oklahoma City has taken the field. That's going to do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're ready to start this one. Forrest Wall steps into the batter's box. First pitch of the game from Ryan Pepio is outside for a ball, and we are underway. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Pepio to get things started. Now the 1-0 pitch swing and a foul back, and the count's even 1-1. Well, immediately you just notice right away here tonight in Bricktown that it is windy, and it has not been windy for any of the first four games here. But the wind is blowing right now. So now the 1-1 pitch is swung out and fouled back. One ball, two strikes. And it's blowing kind of in from left field and out towards right field. Sort of a crosswind, but it's gusting and changing directions from time to time as well. Wall behind in the count, 1-2. And the pitch from Pepio, known for his great changeup, and it is looped foul and out of play on the third base side. So one ball, two strikes remains the count to Forrest Wall. Wall had a couple of hits yesterday, hitting .250 on the dot with six homers, .682 OBP or OPS. And he steps in now. Looking out towards Pepio. Pepio's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. And one man is out at the top of the first inning. And that'll bring Mason McCoy to the plate for Tacoma. Pepio's last start was in the big leagues. Was actually a relief appearance on September 4th, this past Sunday. Pitched two innings, allowing an unearned run against the Padres, but he walked four batters. His pitch is inside to McCoy. And the four walks was a surprise coming from him. He's not usually wild like that. He's made 8 appearances, 7 starts for L.A. His next pitch is fouled at the plate. And then this is his 15th start and 17th appearance for Oklahoma City. He's very hard to hit, at least in the AAA ranks. He's given up just 52 hits in 80 and two-thirds innings. Batting average against him is 186. He's ahead of McCoy. The 0-2 pitch is fouled back. And he has 98 strikeouts and 35 walks in those 80 innings. Tied for 5th in the league and would be 2nd in the league in ERA, except he doesn't have enough innings to qualify because he has spent all that time in the big leagues. 1-2 pitch inside, tight to McCoy. He backs out of the way. Counts even 2-2. McCoy hitting .253, 16 homers, .787 OPS. The Red Ears shortstop. He settles back in at the plate. 2-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on, grounded sharply right to the shortstop, Andy Burns, who fields it and throws out McCoy at first base. 2 outs in the top of the first inning. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis back in the lineup today after being off yesterday, and he's playing left field in this one. Pepiot faced the Red Ears at Cheney Stadium on July 12th. And the Red Ears hit 2 homers off them in that game. And Lewis was one of the guys who went deep against him as he swings and misses at a first pitch fastball. Lewis and Jared Kelnick homered off Pepiot at Cheney, but it wasn't enough. Pepiot got a ton of run support in that game. Lewis drives one towards right center field. It is deep. Back is Avens, but this ball is gone. Kyle Lewis homers off Pepiot again, driving one out of here to right center field. It is his 9th homer as a right here, and Tacoma takes a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. So Kyle Lewis takes a tour of the base paths, and the Red Ears get on the scoreboard at the top of the first inning. Lewis going deep against Ryan Pepiot. And now here's Jared Kelnick, who also homered off Pepiot in July, and he's hitting .281 with 15 homers on the season. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. There's strike one. Kelnick also had a rare for him day off yesterday. Just a day of rest, according to manager Tim Fedorovich, right back in there today. 0-1 pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-1. So an even count to Kelnick. And the next pitch from Pepiot is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Kelnick's behind in the count. Now Pepiot ready. Here comes the 1-2, and it is reached for and fouled away. Kelnick got a piece of it to stay alive. Pepiot's 24 years old, and actually he's now 25 years old, and he's out of Butler University, Dodgers' third-round pick in 2019. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Kelnick, and it is a check swing foul tip. Kelnick just got a piece of that changeup to stay alive, and it is still 1-2. Next pitch, swung on, pulled, foul down the right field line. Another changeup, and Kelnick was out in front of it. Kelnick, 4 for 13 in this series. Now the 1-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side, and Kelnick continues to hang in there, fouling off pitches. And Kelnick fouled that last one off his foot. He needed to walk around a little bit just to recover. Looks like he actually hit it off his right shin now that I see the replay. Now the pitch pulled to the right side and caught by the second baseman, Bush, moving into the hole between first and second. He was able to reach out and glove it for the final out of the inning. Kelnick lines out, but the Red Ears get on the board. One run on one hit. The Kyle Lewis homer, no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City coming to the plate.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Red Ears get a run at the top of the first inning on the Kyle Lewis homer, and now they take the field for the first time. On the mound tonight, left-hander Austin Warner. And Warner will face a lineup made up almost entirely of left-handed hitters. 7 of the 9 batters for Oklahoma City swing the stick left-handed, including Drew Avins, who's leading things off. And the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Warner now with his next pitch, and that's poured in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Warner has, for the most part, been pitching very well in the Red Ears rotation, although Sacramento managed to get some runs off him in his last start. Here's one outside to Avins. He allowed 5 runs in 6 2/3 innings that game, but you know, went deep in the game, and he had a big lead, and he was the winning pitcher. The Red Ears won that game 10-5. Next pitch is a little bit high, and the count moves to 3-1 on Drew Avins. Avins, on-base machine at the top of the Oklahoma City lineup, and he takes ball 4, and he's aboard with a walk. So that gets things started for Oklahoma City at the bottom of the first inning. First batter drawing a free pass, and now Michael Bush will be the batter. Warner has pitched twice this season against Oklahoma City, both in relief. 2 appearances, he's worked 3 innings against them and allowed 1 run. Now here's a swing and a soft base hit into right field for Michael Bush. Avins is around second and he will go to third as Wall sends it into the cutoff man. Oklahoma City immediately knocking on the door. Runners in first and third with nobody out in the bottom of the first inning as Michael Bush singles to right field. Now Andy Burns will be the hitter. Burns settles into the batter's box now. Right-hand batter right here, shift him and put 3 infielders on the left side. And the pitch to Burns is a swing and a foul tip at the plate there, strike 1. Burns hitting 215, 7 homers, 666 OPS. Had 2 hits yesterday. Veteran, 32 years old, who doesn't have the numbers of some of his teammates with Oklahoma City, but his manager, Travis Barbary, has been hitting him third frequently in this series. Warner with the 0-1 pitch, and it is fouled away. There's strike two. So Warner is ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now the lefty with his pitch. And it is swung on and hit up in the air to shallow center. Back is McCoy, in is Kelnick, and McCoy makes the catch, and the runners can't go anywhere. Too shallow. So Burns pops up to the shortstop, McCoy, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. And now the left hand hitting Edwin Rios is the batter. Rios. Hitting 240 with 5 homers, 771 OPS. The right ear shift him with 3 infielders on the right side. And Warner's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Right here's infield today. Drew Ellis at first base. Luis Torrens at second. Mason McCoy at short. And Eric Mejia at third. Outfield is Lewis in left. Kelnick at center. Wall in right. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Warner ready. Here comes his 1-1 pitch, and it is in for a called strike, and the count moves to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Got a piece of it. So still one ball, two strikes. And the pitch from Warner is swung on and hit high in the air to left. And Lewis getting a late break in, reaches out and can't catch it. Scoring from third base is Avens. Taking second is Bush. And aboard at first with a pop fly that falls in is Edwin Rios. And Oklahoma City has tied it up 1-1 and still only one out of this inning. The wind was tough for Kyle Lewis to play. He started back on it, moved a few steps towards the alley, and then suddenly had to come running in, and he reached out and didn't catch it. So two on, one out, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Looks like they're giving Rios a hit on that ball. So he'll get an RBI as well. We're all tied up. Two on, one out for Outman. And Warner ready with a 1-0 pitch on its way to James Outman, and there's a breaking ball pulled to first, caught by Ellis, throw to McCoy, they double the runner off of second base. Terrific defense on the right side of the diamond by the Rainiers. Outman lines into the double play, first baseman Drew Ellis spearing it, and then quickly throwing to Mason McCoy, who was on the second base bag to receive the throw and double off Michael Bush on a close play. 3-6 on the double play. And that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. One run for Oklahoma City on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Tecumseh and Oklahoma City are tied 1-1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially. As you grow professionally, go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the second inning, tied 1-1. First pitch to Brian O'Keefe was called a strike. Next pitch is down low for a ball. And that evens things up 1-1. O'Keefe leading things off against Ryan Pepio. Had 3 hits yesterday. His average now at .260 with 13 homers on the year. .796 OPS. And now he swings and hits a bouncer foul. So 1-2. Next pitch from Pepio is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 1-2. Now Pepio with a 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still 1-2. Pepio getting the signals from his catcher, Fiducia, and the 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. Pitch, swing, and a miss, strike 3. Pepio has his second strikeout. So one out in the second inning, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia hitting .266, 13 homers, .781 OPS. He had the day off yesterday. Switch hitter, bats left. And the pitch is fouled away. There's strike 1. Well, in the offseason, you may recall, there was a lockout of major league players, and they re-bargained the collective bargaining agreement and the relationship between players and owners, as here's one outside for a ball, and they finally settled, and there were some new rules put in, and one of them has come into play with Pepio, as here's one up and away, 2-1. They put in a rule that said you can only be optioned from the majors to AAA only 5 times in 1 season. That's the max. So now the 2-1 pitch is in for a strike to Mejia, 2-2. Well, Pepio's been going back and forth between the LA Dodgers and the Oklahoma City Dodgers a bunch of times this year, and when he got optioned the other day to AAA, the most recent time, it was his 5th and final allowed time this season. Pepio now with the 2-2 pitch, and it is dribbled towards right field. Mejia's got some juice on this, and back and reaching up and unable to get it is outman. It glanced off of his glove, and Mejia will end up at second base. So Eric Mejia's liner to right field went off the glove of Outman, who did look like he was going to catch it. He was kind of backpedaling on the warning track, and he stuck the glove up. And it just went in and out of the glove while he was on the move at the fence, battling the wind. We'll see how they score it. That's going to be a tough call. Mejia did hit it hard, and they have put a hit on the scoreboard, so it's a double. Eric Mejia with his 26th double of the year. And now the pitch to VR is up and in, and it gets past the catcher and heads to the backstop. And Mejia takes third on the wild pitch. So now a runner is at third with one out. 1-0 the count to Jonathan VR as the infield comes in for Oklahoma City. Now the pitch. Popped up foul, third base side. Rios in pursuit, but this gets into the seats out of play. So Pepio can no longer be called up and optioned back to AAA. However, there's an asterisk to the rule. It does not apply if you're the 27th man for a doubleheader. And the LA Dodgers do have a doubleheader remaining this year, and Pepio could get called up to start the second game. Here's a swing and a miss by VR. And the count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes VR, and Pepio has his third strikeout of the night, and that one comes with a runner at third and less than two outs. Well, now there are two outs, and the infielders will back up to the normal depth. And Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens hitting 239 in 12 games, but has 11 runs batted in. And he takes a pitch for a strike, going 1 the count. Was 0 for 4 last night, but hit a sac fly to drive in a run. Oh, what pitch. Swung on it, bounced right back to the mound on one hop. Pepio fields it, tosses to first for the out, and that retires Torrens and the Red Ears at the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City 1. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Austin Warner on the mound. Three straight left-hand hitters due up here. Jason Martin, Ryan Noda, and Hunter Fiducia. Warner allowed two hits and a walk in the first inning, yet escaped with only one run scoring. Got a big double play. And the first pitch is a strike to Jason Martin. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. Warner's a lefty, but he doesn't have a big split statistically between his results against left-hand hitters and right-hand hitters. They're almost identical. Lefty's hitting 277 against him. Righty's 276. There's a pitch in for a strike. Yeah, the OPSs are separated by fewer than 40 points. Next pitch is up and away. One ball, two strikes, the count to Jason Martin, the PCL's leader in homers and runs batted in. Correct count, 2-2. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul, and that'll get into the seats on the third base side. And right here's the fielders, in this case Eric Mejia, running all the way over to the stands on foul pop-ups over there in case they end up getting blown by a gust of wind back into a catchable territory. These gusting winds continuing here in Oklahoma City. Warner's next pitch to Martin. Check swing. Did he go? No. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. One tie in the bottom of the second. Yeah, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Warner strikes out Jason Martin, and one man is out in the bottom of the second inning. First strikeout of the game for Austin Warner. And now Ryan Noda is the batter. Noda hitting 264, 20 homers, 860 OPS. Draws a ton of walks. And the pitch from Warner is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. The game that Oklahoma City won in this series, which was game three on Thursday, they won in the 10th inning on a bases-loaded walk with two outs that Noda drew as he drops to a knee while swinging and missing at the next pitch. And the count's even, 1-1. Now Warner with his next pitch, and this is down. Oh, called a strike at the bottom of the zone. 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Two-two delivery. Just a little high with a fastball. Ball three. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch. Called strike three. Down goes Noda. And that is the second out at the bottom of the second inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Austin Warner. Hit the very bottom of the zone with a changeup on that last pitch. So here's Hunter Fiducia. Left-hand hitting catcher. Fiducia hitting 242 with 5 homers, 776 OPS, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Fiducia, part of the Oklahoma City catching trio that includes Tomas Talis and Tony Walters. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Warner trying to strike out the side, but he misses up high with this pitch, and the count's now even. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Fiducia. Now the lefty with a 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and grounded foul on the first base side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Warner with his next pitch, and it is swung on and hit foul on the third base side and out of play. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fiducia is 4-for-9 at the plate in this series. He's a guy the Red Ears have had trouble getting out, which not just in this series, but the last time these two teams played each other back in July. Here's a pop-up into shallow right field. Coming in on it is Wall, still coming in very shallow right field. He makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Fiducia flies out to the right fielder, Forrest Wall, and Austin Warner has a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the second. We head to the third. It's Tecoma 1, Oklahoma City 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the third inning, tied up 1-1 here in Oklahoma City. Drew Ellis leads off the third for the Red Ears against Ryan Pepio. And the pitch is swung out and fouled out of play. There's strike one. Ellis batting in the number nine spot, hitting 205, 10 homers, and a 762 OPS. Now this pitch is over for a called strike. So no balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Pepio fans him. And that is his fourth strikeout. Red Ears got their run on a Kyle Lewis homer in the top of the first. And then Kyle misplayed a fly ball in left field at the bottom of the first that allowed Oklahoma City to score their run. And we're tied 1-1 now in the third. Pitch to Forrest Wall, bunted out in front of the plate. Too close to home, though. Fiducia moves out, picks it up, and throws out Wall. And there's the second out at the top of the third inning. So Wall tried to bunt his way aboard, but needed to get it out farther away from the catcher so he could turn on the jets and try to leg it out. So here comes Mason McCoy, two away, no one on. Windy night here in Oklahoma City. And the pitch is taken for a strike, going one. The wind started really only about an hour ago. It wasn't windy before the game during batting practice or anything. Now the 0-1, swinging a foul back. 0-2 the count. Perhaps the wind will die down at sunset, I don't know. Getting kind of close to sunset, and it's still howling. 0-2 pitch, called strike three. Three pitches, and McCoy goes down looking, and Pepio has struck out five. Red Ears go in order at the top of the third. Three up, three down. Pepio just threw seven pitches. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tecoma 1, Oklahoma City 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
One-one tie game between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Austin Warner will face Omar Estevez, Drew Avins, and Michael Bush in the bottom of the third inning. Taking his time getting settled into the batter's box is Estevez. Right-hand hitter hitting .210 in 46 games. Couple of homers, 596 OPS. 24-year-old native of Cuba. And the pitch to Estevez is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Counts even, 1-1. And Warner's pitch is hit in the air towards right center. Kelnick moving over on the run. Wind pushing it away from him. He had to speed up, but he caught it for the out. Kelnick had to suddenly pick up the pace in pursuit of that ball because the wind was pushing it away from him towards right center, but he was able to adjust and make the play. One out at the bottom of the third, and now Drew Avins is the hitter. Avins, left-hand hitter, walked and scored in the first. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from the lefty is taken outside for a ball. Now Warner with a 1-1 pitch, and it is high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch is in for a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Now the 2-2, swing and a foul back, still 2-2. Warner recorded 2 strikeouts last inning. Here's his 2-2 to Avins, fouled away again, still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Warner in his first season outside of the St. Louis Cardinals organization, the only affiliated clubs he had played for in their system. Here's a little pop-up, third base side foul ground. No one could catch it. It wasn't hit high enough. Just kind of landed out in front of the Oklahoma City dugout. Both O'Keefe and Mejia running over there, but neither of them could get there. So 2-2. Now the 2-2 again, and there's a fastball called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Drew Avens. And Warner has his third strikeout of the night. And two men are out in the bottom of the third inning. Bush. Now the batter, he singled to right field earlier, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Now this pitch is low and away for a ball. Now the next pitch is called a strike, 2-1. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into center, and that's a base hit. Bush is 2-for-2 today. A couple of clean singles. So he's on with two down, and now Andy Burns will be the batter. Burns popped up to shortstop earlier. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 1-0. Lined into right, and that's a base hit for Burns going to the opposite field. And taking second is Bush, and suddenly Oklahoma City has something developing here with two outs in the bottom of the third. A couple of line drive hits by Bush and Burns. Now Edwin Rios is the batter. Rios hit the fly ball to shallow left that Lewis didn't get a good read on, and it fell in for an RBI single in the first. And the pitch from Warner is called a strike. First pitch breaking ball, 0-1 the count. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Correction, they called that a strike. And the pitch is swung on, it bounced foul, first base side. Water trying to escape this two-out situation. The pitch is a swing and a miss. That'll do it. Strike three. Down goes Rios, and that closes out the bottom of the third inning. Strikeout number four for Austin Warner. Oklahoma City does not score. They had two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Tacoma and Oklahoma City all even 1-1. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Bricktown Ballpark. Kyle Lewis homered in the first inning for the Red Ears, and he leads off the fourth. And the pitch from Ryan Pepio is a fastball outside, ball one. Lewis drove one out of here to right center field with two outs in the first inning, briefly giving the Rainiers a 1-0 lead, and now he hits one in the air, foul down the right field line, and out of play. So simply a strike there. One ball, one strike to Kyle Lewis. Rainiers have won three of the first four games of this series, including last night's game 6-3. And the Rainiers have knocked Oklahoma City out of sole possession of first place in the East. They got tied yesterday by El Paso. So now the 1-1 is low and away for a ball. The combination of the Red Ears beating Oklahoma City and El Paso defeating Albuquerque moved El Paso into a first place tie. 2-1 pitch. Off speed pitch over for a strike, and that evens up the count now 2-2. El Paso's been hot. They've won seven in a row. Yesterday's game was ridiculous out in Albuquerque. So now the 2-2 pitch is a fastball called strike three right on the outside edge. 95 on the gun. Pepio has his sixth strikeout. And now Jared Kelnick will bat. He lined out his first time up. El Paso yesterday had a 7-0 lead at Albuquerque going to the bottom of the eighth inning. It seemed like they were just coasting to a win. And then Albuquerque tied it up. Sears went down low for a ball to Kelnick. First, they hit a grand slam in the eighth inning. That was hit by DJ Peterson, the former Rainier, former Mariners first-round pick. That made it 7-4. Here's one inside to Kelnick, and that was Albuquerque's 13th grand slam of the season, which is the most of any team in the minor leagues in recent history. As here's a swing and a foul out of play by Kelnick. 13 grand slams hit this year by the Isotopes. That doesn't mean they're winning games. They have the worst record in the league. But when they load up the bases, that's big trouble. Anyway, they got the four there, and then they scored three more runs in the ninth inning to tie it up, only to lose in the tenth. So here's one outside for a ball. Here's how El Paso, here's how hot they are these days. This is how they're running. They blew the 7-0 lead in the eighth. Had to go to extras as Kelnick bloops one out into shallow center. Long run in for Avens. He can't get there. It falls in for a base hit. And Kelnick has a one-out single in the top of the fourth inning. So he's aboard, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the bat. After El Paso blew the seven-run lead, They went to the 10th. They got their automatic runner. And then an outfielder for El Paso, who was just promoted as kind of an emergency fill-in player from the low minor leagues. His name's Reynaldo Alarza. He had his first AAA homer, a two-run shot at the 10th, and that's how they won 9-7. First pitch to O'Keefe, misses for a ball, 1-0. And here's one down low. Next pitch coming. Stroke to short. One hop fielded there by Burns. Goes to second for one. On to first. That's two. Double play. And the base runner is erased, and the inning is over. No runs for the Red Ears. On a hit, there were no errors, and no one left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Tie game, Tacoma and Oklahoma City all even, 1-1. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning on this windy and kind of chilly night here in Oklahoma City. Austin Warner on the mound. He'll face James Outman, Jason Martin, and Ryan Noda in the bottom of the fourth inning. Outman lined into a double play his first time up. A really nice double play turned by Drew Ellis and Mason McCoy. Here's a swing on the first pitch and a looper out into right center that's going to drop in for a hit. Leadoff single for Outman to start the bottom of the fourth. Fifth hit of the game for Oklahoma City, all singles. And now Jason Martin will be the batter. So talked about how Oklahoma City's now tied for first in the East with El Paso. Round Rock could have made it a three-way tie for first place if they had won last night against Sugar Land. And in a wild game, they did not win. Now Martin tries a bunt to the right side. Bare hand picked by Torrens, the second baseman, and his throw to first is in time for the out. Nicely done by Luis Torrens, new to the position of second base, but that was very well handled right there. Martin tried to bunt. It was a bad bunt. He basically bunted a one-hop liner to the second baseman, but Torrens had to come in and pick it on with his bare hand and throw out Martin at first base. Martin's actually going to get credited with a sacrifice bunt. So runner at second with one out, and now Ryan Noda is the batter. And the pitch from Warner is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. So Sugar Land and Round Rock were tied 5-5 after nine innings. So they went to extras last night in Round Rock, Texas, there outside of Austin. And each team scored two runs in the 10th inning. Neither team scored in the 11th. And now a drive to right. This is deep and back and caught by Wall right at the edge of the track. And tagging at second and advancing to third is Outman, but there are now two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Hunter Fiducia is coming to the plate. So Sugarland and Round Rock were 7-7 after 11 innings. And then the Space Cowboys scored four runs in the top of the 12th. Round Rock got two back in the bottom of the 12th, but they needed more than that. They ended up losing 11-9 in 12 innings. The ridiculousness really getting turned up in extra innings in that one, as there's one in for a strike to Fiducia. Corey Lee and Corey Jolks, the two Coreys for Sugarland, each had three hits and a homer, and they're both on the leaderboard in homers. Here's one outside for a ball. Jolks has 26, and Lee has 22. Martin still the league leader with 30 on the dot, the only 30 homer man so far in the PCL this year. 1-1 pitch, swinging and a foul back, 1-2. Two outs, runner at third base. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning of a 1-1 tie here in Oklahoma City. Now the next pitch from Warner is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and Wall lining this one up. He's got a read on it, and he makes the catch. And Fiducia is out, and the inning is over. Oklahoma City does not score at the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the fifth inning of play. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are all even, 1-1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Boot Barn, we have over 500 styles of Carhartt workwear with utility and function in mind. Outerwear built with Cordura technology that holds up against abrasions, scuffs, and tearing. Jackets built with Rain Defender technology that keeps you dry through rain and moisture. Work pants built with Rugged Flex, Carhartt's durable stretch technology built for maximum movement. It's utility for the toughest of workers. Carhartt, the Boot Barn work.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port-in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
Tie game, Tacoma and Oklahoma City all even, 1-1. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. Eric Mejia to lead things off for the Red Ears. He doubled his first time up. Ryan Pepio on the hill for Oklahoma City, and his pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Red Ears with three hits in four innings against Pepio. He has not walked anybody. He has struck out six. 1-0 pitch is lined into right. There's a base hit for Mejia. Cutting it off is Outman, and he will hold Mejia to a single. That ball was really stroked by Eric Mejia. Two for two today with two real line drives. And Mejia is on to get things started in the fifth. He now has seven hits in his last 15 at-bats. Here's Jonathan Villar. Another switch hitter batting left against Pepio, and the pitch is fouled out of play, third base side. More on our PCL notes from last night. Vegas picked up a game on first place Reno in the West yesterday and is now seven games back with 17 to go, which is a lot. But they do have a six-game series remaining head-to-head, so if Vegas can get into that series, which starts a week from Tuesday, six games or fewer out, they'll at least feel like they have a chance. Here's one up high to VR, 1-1. Reno lost at Salt Lake in 10 innings, 5-4. Former Rainier Dylan Thomas hit the sack fly that brought in the winning run for Salt Lake. 1-1 pitch, up and away, 2-1 to VR. And Vegas crushed Sacramento yesterday, 9-3 in Sacramento, as Matt Davidson homered twice, giving him 25 on the season. Toss to first base, back in safely is Mejia. Now the runner goes, pitch is outside, throw down to second base is not in time. Mejia steals second base with a head-first dive, his 18th steal of the year, and he is now in scoring position. And the count is 3-1 now to Jonathan VR. So the Rainiers with an opportunity here to try to take the lead. And now Pepio with the 3-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch, swung on, bounced to the right of second base, over to cut it off. The shortstop Burns, and he throws out VR at first. The runner moves up, Mejia takes third, and that's where he is with one out for Luis Torrens. Torrens grounded to the pitcher earlier, 0-1. Oklahoma City must bring the infield in now. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, I got to say, there are more people at the ballpark tonight than I was expecting. Not that it's a large crowd or anything. But both the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have home football games going on right now, less than an hour's drive from here. As here's one inside for a ball. And they kind of like football a little bit down here in Oklahoma. And I thought that between people attending those two games and all the others watching them on TV, that we'd have a very sparse showing at the minor league baseball game. So here's one low and away for a ball. But actually, it's not bad at all. Especially when you give that consideration. Well, 3-0 to Torrens with Drew Ellis on deck. 3-0 pitch is a called strike at the bottom of the zone. And the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch, swung on, bounced towards third, and off the glove of Rios, who was charging it, and scoring from third base is Mejia. Rios recovers and throws out Torrens at first base for the second out of the inning, but the run scores. Rios charged this little chopper up the third baseline, knocked it to the ground with his glove, but then was able to control the ball and still throw out the batter, Torrens. Although the fact that he didn't field it cleanly is what allowed Mejia to score the go-ahead run. So Torrens bounces out to third and gets the RBI, and the Red Ears have the 2-1 lead. And now Drew Ellis is the batter, and the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Alice struck out on three pitches his first time up today. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. One and one the count. And this pitch is swung out and pulled into left field. There's a base hit and more for Ellis. Chasing it down is Estevez. Ellis is on his way to second base and he's in there with a two-out double. Drew Ellis, his 12th double for Tacoma, his 24th in the Pacific Coast League this season as he hit a dozen for Reno before being acquired by the Rainiers. And Ellis is now in scoring position for Forrest Wall. Wall's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and grounded out to the catcher on a bunt attempt, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Pepio, and this is looped out into shallow center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And around third is Ellis, and he will score. It's a two-out RBI single for Forrest Wall, and the Red Ears lead it 3-1. Wall drives in the run with an RBI single to shallow center. His 37th run batted into this season. And the Red Ears have a 3-1 lead here at the top of the fifth inning. Getting an extra run with the two-out rally. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy's 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. A move to first base now, and Wall's back in. Wall stole his 40th base of the season last night. Became the seventh player in Tacoma franchise history to reach 40 steals in a season. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Counts 0-1. Other guys with 40 stolen bases in Tacoma franchise history. You have to have been a fan for a while of Tacoma baseball to know some of these names. Here's one up and into McCoy. From the 1980s, Lance Blankenship, the last player to steal 40. That was 1988 Tacoma Tigers. Mike Davis had a 40 steal season. He ended up playing for Oakland for a while. An infielder named Keith Thrower had 40 steals. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw to second, and there's number 41. Forrest Wall steals second base. And he's in scoring position now, and he now has the fourth highest single season steal total in Tacoma franchise history. Only higher, Dell Alston of the 1979 Tacoma Tugs. He had 43 bags. Rusty McNeely, great name. 1983 Tacoma Tigers, he had 43 steals. As the 2-1 pitch is fouled back. And then the all-time leader for Tacoma is 56 steals, way ahead of the pack, Jimmy Sexton, 1981 Tacoma Tigers, first year of the Oakland A's affiliate. That team stole a ton of bases that year. And Sexton led the way with the 56. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is hit in the air to right field. Looking for it is Outman, and he's under it. And Outman makes the catch, and the inning is over. McCoy flies out. But the Red Ears get two runs in the top of the fifth inning, and they do it with three hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1. Austin Warner on the hill. Here's his pitch to Omar Estevez, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count to Estevez, who flied out to center field in the third. Next pitch in there for a called strike. That evens up the count, 1-1. Mariners just getting underway, taking on the streaking Atlanta Braves tonight for game two of that three-game series. Here's a swing and a miss. Braves have won 8 in a row, including the opener of the series last night. And with their streak, Atlanta has taken first place in the National League East, passing the Mets. Here's a pop-up onto the shallow right field area in the wind, and Wall is there to get it. Very shallow right field, tight to the foul line. And that is the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. The wind gusting and blowing strongly and changing directions. It is now blowing in from right field. Although that changes from moment to moment. And no fly ball is easy right now, especially high ones that have more time to get affected by the wind. Here's a drive towards center. Kelnick is under this one, and he makes the catch. And that's out number two. Avens flies out to center on the first pitch. And Michael Busch will now be the batter. Somehow, a big chunk of the ballpark trash has ended up on the warning track in left center field and is kind of blowing around out there. I don't think it's been spilled out there. I think it just swirling winds have just kind of led all these hot dog wrappers and whatnot to end up in left center field on the warning track. Here's a swing and a miss by Busch. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Busch has two line drive base hits today. Next pitch is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So the Mariners, by losing to Atlanta yesterday, they actually fell to the third wild card spot, the last one, as there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Busch. Warner takes care of him on three pitches and has a very rapid bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the sixth inning of play in Oklahoma City. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1.
Mary Branch Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Branch Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Branch Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1. And the Dodgers have gone to the bullpen for the first time today. Ryan Pepio is done and in to pitch is right-hander Marshall Kosowski. Pepio went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks, 6 strikeouts. He's undefeated to 8-0, but right now he's on the hook for Oklahoma City if the Rainiers could get through the rest of this game without ever giving up the lead. First pitch to Kyle Lewis, leading off the sixth, is foul tipped at the plate. There's strike one. Lewis is 1-for-2 with a homer. Next pitch from Kosowski is low for a ball. Marshall Kosowski in 42 appearances for Oklahoma City is 1-0 with a 3.31 ERA. 59 strikeouts in 49 innings, but he's also walked 33. 1-1 pitch to Lewis is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 is on its way. And it is a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Well, my theory that the wind might stop at nightfall here in Oklahoma City has been proven incorrect. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a little number in front of the plate. Out to go get it, Fiducia. And he throws out Lewis at first base. One out in the top of the sixth inning. And now Jared Kelnick is the batter. We've got black skies overhead, total nighttime now, and the wind still howling here at Bricktown Ballpark. Jared Kelnick now the hitter. He's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kosowski rocks and fires, and this one's inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Kosowski is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on. Bounce towards first. That's fielded by Noda, and he underhands to the pitcher covering first in time for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe 0-for-2. Kosowski's pitch is a fastball pumped in there for a called strike. Next pitch, outside with a slider. One ball, one strike. This one misses for a ball. This one is in for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss, strike three. Kosowski sets down the side in order. Raiders go three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score, Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Bricktown Ballpark. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1. Austin Warner on the hill. He'll face Andy Burns, Edwin Rios, and James Outman in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Burns is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. The Dodgers have had five hits against Warner, all singles, and got a run of the first. Next pitch on its way, and this is taken down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is up and in, ball three, and Warner's behind in the count. Warner's only walked one batter, and it was the very first batter that he faced in the first inning. 3-0 pitch here is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the next pitch is taken outside, ball four. So Burns is aboard, and that immediately brings the tying run to the plate for Oklahoma City at the bottom of the sixth inning in the form of Edwin Rios. Rios, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now this pitch hit in the air to left, Lewis in pursuit, but it is a foul ball down the line. It bounced just to the left of the chalk line down in the left field corner. Rainier's catching a bit of a break there. And as that was not foul by much. 0-2 the count. Warner trying to put him away now. Here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a grounder the other way and through into left field, a base hit. Rios beats the shift with an opposite field ground ball single. And there are two on with no one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Burns stopping at second base. Rios aboard at first. And now James Outman is the batter. The catcher, O'Keefe, goes to the mound to talk to Warner. Action has started in the Tacoma bullpen. A right-hander is loosening up. Plate umpire Aaron Higgins goes to the mound to break up the conversation. Toes the rubber and looks in for the signs from O'Keefe. And here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That's a strike, strike one. So 0-1 the count. Rainier's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. Now the next pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center, not deep. Kalnick now coming in on the ball, still coming in, and he makes a running catch as the wind really pushed that back in towards the infield, but Kalnick able to make the play in shallow left center field. Nicely done. And that is the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Nothing's easy in this wind. Kalnick had to make a late adjustment and turn on the jets and come charging in. And he made the catch with a look of relief on his face at the end. And one man is out. Here's Jason Martin, 0-1 with a sacrifice bunt, and the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now Warner ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's swung on. Grounded sharply to third, fielded by Mejia. Touches third for one, throws to first, not in time. Safe at first base is Martin. And Mejia probably could have turned two through second base if he had been thinking along those lines. But he was moving towards third as he fielded the grounder. So his momentum was taking him that way, and he saw the base there in front of him. He still had to take a couple of steps to get there, but he got the lead runner, but wasn't able to get the double play. He's talking to McCoy about it now. As Noda steps in, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Rios at second, Martin at first, two down for Noda. Now the next pitch from Warner is low and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Warner behind in the count here to a dangerous hitter. Here comes the 2-0, and it is outside, ball three. Well, if he walks, they'll be loaded up for Hunter Fiducia, another left-handed hitter who is on deck. Three-oh pitch coming. And it is swung on and looped softly to first, and it's caught by Ellis for the final out of the inning. A soft little liner to the first baseman, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs for Oklahoma City, on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We head to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1. Eric Mejia, Jonathan Villar, and Luis Torrens to bat at the top of the seventh inning against right-hander Marshall Kosowski, who entered the game last inning and retired the side in order. Three up, three down with a strikeout. Mejia, the batter, and he's hit two line drive hits in this game, a single and a double, two for two with a run scored. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch from Kosowski is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now Kosowski with a 1-0 pitch, and it is down low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. And the next pitch, inside for a ball. Rehabbing major leaguer Tommy Canley is warming up in the Oklahoma City bullpen right now. 3-0 pitch is a called strike to Mejia. He was ready to go to first base, but they called it a strike. 3-1 now. And Kosowski into his motion. Here's his next pitch. And that's a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, swung on and fouled off. Still three balls, two strikes to Mejia. Payoff pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Mejia. One out of the seventh, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Take a look at our Mariners Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas won again last night. They beat Amarillo 10-6 in the Texas League, and Mariners affiliate has a couple guys who have been hot hitters lately. So the pitch is a swing and a miss. Jake Shiner 3-for-5 with his 21st home run yesterday for Arkansas. He drove in three runs, which pushed him across the 100 mark. 101 runs batted in on the year for Shiner. So here's one that misses for a ball. And Cade Marlowe had three hits with a double and a homer, his 18th. And he drove in two runs. He has 83 runs batted in. Marlowe having a huge second half for Arkansas. So here's a swing and a miss, strike two to VR. Taylor Dollard, the pitching star in the Mariners farm system this year. He actually kind of had a rough game yesterday, allowed 6 runs in 5 innings on 8 hits. They hit him pretty good, but he still got the win because of the run support. VR grounds one other way. Diving stop to knock it down by Burns, but VR will reach on an infield single, and he is aboard with one out at the top of the 7th inning. Jonathan VR with the infield single, and now Luis Torrens will be the batter. So Dollard ended up getting the win for Arkansas yesterday, his 16th win. He is 16-2. Although the 6 runs caused his ERA to go up quite a bit into the twos. He's at 2.27 now. Dollard leads all of the minors and wins with 16. We've got a pitching change for Oklahoma City. They're going to bring in Canely with a runner at first base and one out in the top of the 7th inning. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the score. Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On we go, or we are in, actually, the top of the 7th inning. And the Red Deers lead Oklahoma City 3-1. One out and a runner at first base. New pitcher for Oklahoma City, right-hander Tommy Canely. Major leaguer on a rehab assignment, Canely. In his 10th appearance for Oklahoma City. 1-0 with a 4.15 ERA. He'll face Luis Torrens with a runner at first and one out. Marshall Kosowski, previous pitcher, went 1 1/3, allowed 1 hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. No runs, but he is responsible for the runner at first, VR. And here's Canely with his pitch. And it is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Canely has looked good in the rehab appearances he has had in this series. Not entirely sure that the Dodgers have room for him in the big leagues right now. Otherwise, I believe he'd probably be there. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. He's been hitting 96 on the gun. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. A high fly up in the wind. Avens, the center fielder, is making the catch, and that is out number 2. So Torrens flies out to center. 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. And now the batter will be Drew Ellis. Thank you. Ellis doubled his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Here's the pitch from Canely, and it is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 coming from Canely. And it's inside for a ball. So two balls, no strikes to Ellis. Jonathan Villar with his lead at first. And the pitch is inside. 3-0. Now here comes the 3-0 on its way. Runner goes. Pitch is smashed to the left side and threw into left field. A base hit. VR takes the turn at second and then has to go diving back into the bag as the left fielder Estevez fired it into second base. It's a single for Drew Ellis, and Tacoma has two on with two out at the top of the seventh inning. Forrest Wall is now the batter. Wall. Left-hand hitter. Canely taking his time as the pitch clock does not apply to him as he is a major leaguer on rehab. That won't be the case anymore next year. And now Canely calls time. Again, stepping off the rubber. Meanwhile, Wall is playing by the minor league rules and just standing there in the batter's box waiting. Here's the pitch to Wall, and it is swung on and lined to the right side, and it eats up Bush and bounces off the heel of his glove and bounces into shallow center. And scoring from second base is VR. Going all the way to third base is Ellis. Forrest Wall with an RBI single. And the Red Ears make it a 4-1 lead at the top of the seventh inning. Ball was hit very hard on a short hop to Bush, the second baseman, who tried to backhand it. It hit the heel of his glove and then bounced out into shallow right center. Forrest Wall has had two out RBI hits in this game. So runners at the corners for Mason McCoy, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. McCoy's been quiet tonight, 0-for-3. Two for his daily hit. Now the runner from first takes off. The pitch is a called strike, and no throw by Fiducia. Wall steals second base. That's his 42nd steal of the year. Two men in scoring position, but the count is 0-2 on McCoy with two outs. And Canely with the pitch, and it is up and in for a ball, 1-2. McCoy looking out towards the mound. Now the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball called strike three. slider got McCoy, and that wraps up the top of the seventh. Right here's get a run, though, on three hits, and there were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Oklahoma City with the score. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's that Oklahoma song, so it must be the seventh inning stretch in Oklahoma City. The Red Ears lead the Dodgers 4-1. Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in Patrick Weigel to pitch the bottom of the seventh inning. And he is in relief of Austin Warner, who turned in another strong start. Went six innings, allowed six hits and one run. He walked two, struck out five. Weigel in from the pen to make his team-leading 48th appearance, 3-5 with a 4.22 ERA. First pitch to Fiducia is lined towards left. Kyle Lewis moves over and has the ball go right off of his glove and bounce away, and Fiducia will end up at second base. Lewis had a good jump on it. He was right there to catch it, and it just hit his glove and bounced away. Boy. He stopped and was ready to catch it and didn't. So runner at second with no one out for Omar Estevez, and now the pitch from Weigel misses for a ball. Want to know the count. And now Weigel with his next pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. 1-1 now. Looks like they're giving Fiducia a hit on that, which is very generous of the official scorer here. Here's a swing and a little bouncer to the left side. The third baseman, Mejia, has it, and he tosses to first base and gets Estevez, and there's the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. So one away, and now Drew Avins will hit. Avins. Oh for 2 with a walk and a run scored tonight. And the pitch is a slider for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now here comes the 0-1 on its way from Weigel. And this is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, chopped to the right side, and that's handled by VR on the outfield grass, and he throws to first and gets Avens for the second out of the inning. So two men are gone, but Fiducia is now at third base. And Michael Bush will be the batter. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now Weigel with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Bush, and it is outside for a ball. 1-1. Right here's lead 4-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Weigel with the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on, bounced foul just to the right of first base. So still 1-2 to Bush. Now the 1-2 swung on and lined into center. It's another base hit for Bush, and this one brings in a run. Fiducia scores from third base, and it is 4-2. Both runs in this game have scored because of balls that should have been caught by the right here's left fielder that were not caught. And now Oklahoma City has the tying run at the plate with two down in the form of Andy Burns, who has singled and walked so far, and the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Now here comes the 0-1, and it's inside for a ball. Now the next pitch, breaking ball, call to strike. 1-2. And this pitch is a slider, bounced foul, third base side. Burns able to get a piece of it. Still a ball and two strikes. Weigel trying to close out the seventh. The pitch is swung on, pulled on the ground to third. Mejia's there. He gloves it. It goes the short way to second base for the force out on Bush, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. But Oklahoma City scores a run on two balls that were scored hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2. And coming up for the Red Ears, Kyle Lewis, Jared Keldick, and Brian O'Keefe. Tommy Cainley faced 4 batters in the seventh inning. And he's still in the game here at least to begin the eighth, although they have activity in the bullpen behind him. And Kyle Lewis settles into the batter's box. He's 1-for-3 with a homer. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. A 1 pitch coming from Cainley, and there's a swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, 2 strikes, and this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. 3 pitches, and down goes Lewis, and one man is out in the eighth. Cainley has his second strikeout. And now Jared Keldick is the hitter. And now here comes Travis Barbary on his way out to the mound. I think he's going to make the call to the bullpen. They wanted Cainley with his slider and his big league stuff to face Kyle Lewis. And he took care of him on 3 pitches. And yeah, he is going to make the call to the bullpen now. So we've got a break of the action with one out in the eighth inning. And no one on base. Keldick coming to the plate. And we'll take a break in our broadcast with a score. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, we're in the top of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2. And Jared Keldick stands in, and the new pitcher is Hansel Robles, and he takes down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Keldick 1-for-3 with a single so far. And now the pitch from Robles is over for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Now the next pitch coming from Robles. And this pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Robles is into his 16th game for Oklahoma City as he throws one down low now, ball three. And walks have been a problem for him. He's walked 11 in 13 innings, which has led to 15 runs scored against him for a 10.38 ERA. Although Robles has quite a bit of major league experience. He's just going through a rough stretch with his control recently. And the 3-1 is outside, ball four. And Keldick has a one-out walk here in the top of the eighth inning. So he heads down to first base. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe. Oh for three, two strikeouts and a ground out. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. And this misses for a ball, 2-0. Now the runner goes, and the pitch is inside, and no throw made by Fiducia, and stealing second base is Kelnick. So Kelnick has his seventh steal of the year. This one is in there for a called strike. Three-one pitch, swung on and looped to the other way and caught by the first baseman Noda for the second out of the inning. O'Keefe nearly got that one through the right side, but Noda able to range to his right and haul it in. Soft liner going the other way off the bat of O'Keefe. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia 2-for-3 with a single, a double, a run scored. He's hit the ball really hard twice. Switch hitter bats left. Robles comes set. Kelnick leading from second base, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and there's a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike two. So here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is swung on and fouled away. Reiner's looking for a clutch hit here, trying to add an insurance run to the top of the eighth inning. Now the 1-2 is coming. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul, out of play on the third base side, and it's still 1-2. Two outs, runner at second base, top of the eighth inning. Rainiers took the lead in the fifth. It was 1-1, and they pushed two runs across in the fifth. Mejia scored the go-ahead run after he led off that inning with a base hit and stole second and went to third on a ground out and scored on a ground out. One ball, two strikes to Mejia. And the pitch from Robles is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Robles steps off the rubber for a moment. Now he's back there ready to pitch. Mejia windmilling the bat. Robles comes set. And the 2-2 pitch is on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Into the alleyway goes Esteves, and he gets there and makes the catch for the final out at the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply.
Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Matt Cook hit from the pen, and he'll face Edwin Rios, James Outman, and Jason Martin. Right ears lead the game 4-2. Edwin Rios is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Cook on in relief of Patrick Wagu, who went one inning and allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Yeah, the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Cook in from the pen with his 35th appearance, 4-1 with four saves, a 3.15 ERA. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is pulled foul on the ground. Still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And it is a check swing, strike three. Down goes Rios, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Cook strikes out the first batter he faces. One out, and now James Outman is the batter. Outman 1-for-3 with a single so far. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Outman had his base hit back in the fourth when Austin Warner was on the mound. Warner gave the Red Ears another strong start today, allowing one run in six innings. Now the 1-0 pitch is fouled off the catcher. And the umpire checks on O'Keefe, who's going to need a moment to recover from that one. Foul right off of catcher Brian O'Keefe. And the umpire walks halfway out to the mound and gives a new baseball to Matt Cook just to give O'Keefe some extra time. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. Red Ears lead 4-2. Tecumseh has already clinched at least a split of this six-game series, and if they can hang on and win this one, it wins the series with one game left tomorrow. So now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two to Outman. Tomorrow's game's at 12:05 Pacific time, and the Red Ears have McCacken on the hill tomorrow. 1-2 pitch coming. And it is down and in for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is grounded to first, past the diving Ellis and down the first baseline. Outman is on his way to second, and he's going to end up there with a one-out double. Sharp grounder on the first base side, tight to the line. Drew Ellis laid out in a dive, almost got it, came up just short. And Outman ends up with his second hit of the game. His 12th double since being assigned to Oklahoma City in 42 games. And so the runner is at second base with one out. And this is a little bit of trouble here because Jason Martin now represents the tying run, and he leads the league with 30 homers. And he stands in the batter's box. Cook's pitch is a swing and a foul back, almost hit the on-deck hitter. That is strike one to Martin. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. Now the next pitch, swinging a foul, and that got the umpire. And it's O'Keefe's turn to check on the umpire rather than vice versa moments ago. And the trainer comes out too, the Oklahoma City trainer comes out to check on home plate umpire Aaron Higgins, and his partners come down the lines from the bases to check on him too. This was a foul straight back that hit the mask of Higgins square on, and the mask just popped right off his head from the contact, from the force. And Higgins still talking to the Oklahoma City Dodgers trainer, Yuya Makahara. Oklahoma City with two trainers. They actually have the woman trainer in the league right now in Chelsea Willett. Higgins is all right. He's going to stay in here. The at-bat will continue. The Mariners have a female trainer with the AA Arkansas squad who could end up in Tacoma one of these years. All right, play ready to continue. One ball, two strikes to Martin with Outman at second base. Raiders lead 4-2, one out, bottom of the eighth. The pitch is inside to Jason Martin, and the count's even now. Two balls, two strikes. Raiders trying to get through the late innings with a slim lead here. Matt Cook ready, and here comes his two-ball, two-strike pitch on its way to Martin, and it is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the two-ball, two-strike pitch once again to Martin. On its way, and it is down and in, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Now the payoff pitch from Cook with Noda on deck. It is swung on, line to right field, and it gets down for a base hit, cut off by Wall. Around third is Outman. He will score. It's an RBI single for Jason Martin, his league-leading 103rd RBI of the year. And we have a one-run game. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. That ball was roped into right field by Martin. First bit of damage he has done in this series. And now Noda comes to the plate with the tying runner on. Noda's 0-for-3 today. He is struck out, flied out to deep right, and lined out. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Right here, shift Noda, three infielders on the right side. Ellis holding the runner on. Martin, the tying run, got to keep an eye on him. He has 8 steals this year in 13 attempts. Cook with a 1-0 pitch on its way to Noda, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Noda ends up on one knee with a follow-through of his cut. He's done that a couple times tonight. One ball, one strike. Noda with power, 20 home runs this year. And he uses his timeout and calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is called a strike on the outside edge. A cutter from Matt Cook. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming from Cook, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. There's the second out of the inning. Big out right there, two away in the eighth. And now Hunter Fiducia will be the hitter. He's 1-for-3, doubled off of the glove of Kyle Lewis in left field his last time up. Cook trying to close out the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming, and it is hit in the air to left field. Lewis moves towards the line. He's there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Fiducia flies out to left field, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the ninth inning. It is Tecoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Tecoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. And the Red Ears are going to try to add some insurance runs here at the top of the ninth inning against right-hander Carson Fulmer, who's in from the Oklahoma City bullpen. Fulmer 6-6, 10 saves, a 3.12 ERA and 44 appearances. Jonathan Villar stands in. First pitch bounced up the middle, hits Fulmer in the back. Bounces to the third baseman, Rios, who picks it up and throws out VR at first base. One pitch, one out, and Fulmer was struck, I think, on the back of the leg by that ball. Not his back, but it may have actually got him in the backside. He seems no worse for the wear, and he's ready to face Luis Torrens. And the pitch is grounded to first, and that's fielded by Noda. And he takes it to the bag himself, and two men are gone on two pitches in the top of the ninth inning. So Fulmer gets two very quick outs. And the Red Ears have activity in the bullpen, and I can't see, but I'm guessing that's Nick Ramirez. And if so, he needs to suddenly start warming up in a hurry after the Red Ears made two very fast outs. And now Drew Ellis is the hitter. Ellis 2-for-3 with a single and a double today, and he takes a strike 0-1. He was going to take that pitch no matter what. In the ninth, the scheduled hitters for Oklahoma City are Estevez, Avens, and Bush. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Although the Oklahoma City manager, Travis Barbary, he manages to win. He will use pinch hitters and try to get better matchups if he can in the bottom of the ninth. We've already seen that in this series. No balls, two strikes to Ellis. And here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Fulmer retires the side on five pitches in the top of the ninth inning. The Red Ears go in order. Can they hang on? We head to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City with the score, Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. And the Red Ears bring in the closer, Nick Ramirez, to try to close this one out. Leads the team with 11 saves, third highest total in the league. He's 3-4 with a 2.92 ERA. And Ramirez will face Omar Estevez to lead things off. He'll be followed by Drew Avens and Michael Bush. Estevez 0-for-3 today, right-hand batter. Ramirez with the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ball just missing outside, a fastball there. So 1-0 the count to Estevez. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss at a change of pace, and the count's even 1-1. Ramirez in relief of Matt Cook, who allowed one run in one inning on two hits, struck out two. Here comes the 1-1, and it's down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Right here's trying to lock up a road series win with a victory tonight. 2-1 pitch from Ramirez is inside, ball three, and he's behind in the count, 3-1. Now Ramirez with the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to the right side. VR scoops it up, spins, throws to first in time for the out, and one man's gone to the bottom of the ninth. Ramirez gets the leadoff man out. And now Drew Avens will be the batter. Avens is 0 for 3 with a walk today. And this becomes a left versus left situation. Avens, one of those batters who's left-handed but hits for a higher average against left-handed pitching than right-handed pitching. He shows bunt, takes it outside for a ball, 1-0. Mejia was ready for the bunt, playing up on the grass, and Avens showed bunt on the pitch but took it. 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Ramirez is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Mejia's backed up to the edge of the grass at third now. Well, 2-0 the count to Avens. Ramirez's pitch is over for a strike with a fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch, just outside, ball three, a fastball away. Michael Busch is on deck. Andy Burns after him. Three balls, one strike to Drew Avens, one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right center, not deep. Over is the right fielder wall, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Avens went after the 3-1 pitch and flied out to right. And the Red Ears are now an out away from victory. Michael Busch coming to the plate. He's been a tough out today. 3-for-4. Three singles and an RBI. Yeah, just two hits in his first four games of this series. But today it's been a different story for Busch. Busch stands in. Another left versus left situation. Ramirez with the pitch, and it's a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Two outs in the ninth. The no shift on for Busch, although the shortstop McCoy is shaded up the middle. But now the 1-0. Fastball call to strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Nick Ramirez trying to nail down another save. Two outs, no one on. Raiders lead by one. The 1-1 pitch swung on, bounced up the first baseline. A little trickler fielded by Ellis. He takes it to the base himself in time for the out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders are winners tonight. 4-3, the final score, and the Raiders have won four of the first five games here in Oklahoma City. They have clinched a series victory on the road against a first-place club. And the Red Ears are going to try to make it 5 out of 6 tomorrow with the 12:05 Pacific game with the guy who's been their most consistent and reliable starting pitcher, Darren McCacken, on the mound tomorrow afternoon. Red Ears win this one 4-3, the final score. And we'll recap the scoring in this one and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate.
How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Right, here's when they beat Oklahoma City and Ryan Pepiot. They beat him 4-3 today. Pepiot was 8-0 on the season coming into this one. He takes his first loss of the year as the Tacoma Raiders got to him for a few runs, ultimately in the fifth inning, that ended up being decisive. And Tacoma knocks off the Oklahoma City Dodgers 4-3 was the final. Tacoma got on the board in the top of the first inning with two outs. Kyle Lewis, who homered off Pepiot back in July at Cheney Stadium, did it again today, blasting one to right center field. His ninth homer as a member of the Red Ears, and Tacoma was up 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Tacoma had Austin Warner on the mound, and Warner walked the very first batter of the game, Drew Avens. And then Michael Bush singled to right, putting runners at the corners. And after a pop-up, Edwin Rios hit a fly ball to shallow left, and you know, it was windy, but still, this was a catchable ball in shallow left field, but Kyle Lewis misplayed it, and it fell in for a hit, and Avens scored, and we were tied up 1-1. Big play next. James Outman yanked a liner to the right side, and Drew Ellis speared it at first base and then fired to second and doubled Michael Bush off of second base for a double play to escape the first inning with just the one run scoring. And it seemed like that was a relief for Austin Warner because he got into a groove after that. And Warner put zeros up there in the second, third, fourth innings. But so did Pepiot for the Dodgers. It was still 1-1 when we went to the fifth. In the fifth inning, Eric Mejia led off with a line drive base hit to right field. Then he stole second, went to third on a ground out by Jonathan Villar, and then scored on a grounder off the bat of Luis Torrens. And the Red Ears were ahead 2-1. They were not done. Two outs, no one on. Drew Ellis ripped a double to left field, and then Forrest Wall floated a single into shallow center, scoring Ellis from second base, and the Red Ears were ahead 3-1. Pepiot ended up going five innings and allowing those three runs, six strikeouts, no walks, and he left the game trailing because Austin Warner put another zero up there in the bottom of the fifth inning, retiring the side in order. So we went to the sixth, Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City 1. Pepiot, who had not lost a game all year, was on the hook for the loss at that time and made a comment during the broadcast yesterday that it's really hard to get through an entire AAA season without taking a loss. And, we proved that today. Pepiot ended up taking the loss as the Red Ears got another run of the seventh inning when VR reached on an infield single with one out and then two outs. Drew Ellis pulled a base hit through the left side, putting runners at first and second, and it was Forrest Wall again with the two-out RBI single to center field, scoring VR and making it 4-1. Wall had two-out RBI singles today. So it was 4-1 at the stretch. Oklahoma City did not give up. The Red Ears did not score in either the eighth or the ninth. The Dodgers tightened it up. Fiducia lined a what was ruled a double off the glove of Kyle Lewis in the seventh, a catchable ball, but it dropped. It hit Lewis's glove and bounced away, and it was a double for Fiducia. He was still in scoring position at third with two outs in the inning when Michael Bush singled to center, bringing in Fiducia and making it 4-2. Then at the bottom of the eighth inning with Matt Cook on the hill, one out, James Outman grounded a double down the first baseline, and Jason Martin lined a single to right, scoring Outman, making it 4-3. And suddenly Oklahoma City had the tying runner on base and the go-ahead run of the batter's box. But Cook struck out Ryan Noda, and he got Fiducia on a fly out to Lewis in left field, and the one-run lead remained. We went to the bottom of the ninth inning, still 4-3. Red Ears brought in Nick Ramirez, and Ramirez had the smoothest of saves, the no drama, stress-free, no base runners save. Three up, three down, and the Red Ears had the victory 4-3, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, left 5 on base. Oklahoma City, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors, left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Austin Warner. He is 5-2. Save goes to Nick Ramirez, his 12th. Loss goes to Pepio. He falls to 8-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 34 minutes. The attendance, 7,461. Red Deers are now just 6 games under 500 at 64-70. And 16 games remaining. A chance to get to the 500 mark if they continue to rack up the wins on this road trip. Oklahoma City falls to 74-60 on the season. These two teams meet again tomorrow in the series finale. It's a 12:05 start Pacific time, and the Red Ears have Darren McCacken on the mound against Andre Jackson for Oklahoma City. We'll be on the air at 11:50 with our Sunday interview with manager Tim Fedorovich as part of the pregame show, as we do every Sunday. Red Ears win at 4-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here's win. They beat Oklahoma City 4-3. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lead the Braves 1-0 at the bottom of the sixth inning. George Kirby's working on a two-hit shutout, trying to outduel Max Fried. The Braves, a tough lefty, allowed a solo homer in the fifth to Sam Haggerty. That's the only run of the game so far. Mariners batting in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading the Braves 1-0. Final scores are in from the American League. The Yankees won a day game against Tampa 10-3, a 6-run first inning for the Yanks. They had 7 straight hits to open the game, and they coasted to the victory from there. Chicago White Sox blasted 20 hits and worked over the Oakland A's 10-2, as the White Sox have now won 4 in a row. Elvis Andrews hit a 3-run homer for the White Sox against the team that just recently released him. And the Tigers beat the Royals 8-4 in Kansas City. Rain-shortened 8-inning game. Victor Reyes, 2 hits, 3 runs batted in for Detroit. How about a 21-hit attack for the Red Sox as they blasted the Orioles 17-4 in Baltimore? Rafael Devers was 3-for-5 with a homer and 5 runs batted in. Michael Wacha got the win for the Red Sox. His one loss record now is 11-1. They just went final in Texas. The Toronto Blue Jays defeat the Texas Rangers 11-7, the final score in that one. And Cleveland and Minnesota just wrapped up as well. The Guardians nearly blew a 6-0 lead but hung on and beat the Twins 6-4. Emmanuel Clase with his 33rd save for the Guardians. And Mike Trout homered again, a 3-run shot this time. The Angels beat the Astros 6-1 behind Ohtani, who left the game early with a blister but still went 5 to get the win. And Trout has homered in 6 straight games. In the National League, Giants beat the Cubs at Wrigley this afternoon 5-2. Joey Bart and David Villar each hit a double, a homer, and drove in 2 runs for San Francisco to support Logan Webb, who picked up his 13th win. Phillies defeat the Nationals 8-5 in Philadelphia. The Phillies hit 4 home runs. Kyle Schwarber, one of them, is 37th of the year. And Bryce Harper, who hadn't gone deep in a while, hit his 15th. The Mets ripped the Marlins in Miami 11-3. 16 hits for the Mets. Francisco Lindor had 3 hits and a homer. Mark Canna, a grand slam. Adrian Hauser and the Brewers defeat the Reds 5-1. Hauser allowed just one hit in six innings, and the Reds got only one hit in the entire game as the Brewers pick up a much-needed win as they've been struggling recently in the NL Central and wild card races. Cardinals just finished off a 7-5 victory over the Pirates in Pittsburgh, the Cardinals scoring three runs at the top of the ninth inning in that one. Rockies lead the Diamondbacks 4-1, bottom of the eighth inning at Coors Field. And the Dodgers have a 5-2 lead over the San Diego Padres at the top of the seventh inning at Petco Park. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Oklahoma City, the Red Ears defeat the Oklahoma City Dodgers 4-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Red Ears win 4-3, and they are just playing really good baseball down here in Oklahoma City. They have won four of the first five games of this series, and the Red Ears really turning the Eastern Division race into a wide-open battle as Tacoma's, I guess, playing spoiler for Oklahoma City, who is no longer alone in first place. The Red Ears' victory over the Dodgers yesterday knocked them down into a tie with El Paso. Oklahoma City could end up being in second when it's all said and done tonight, although El Paso is currently trailing at Albuquerque 5-3 in the eighth inning. Games at Albuquerque, anything can happen in the late innings there. Meanwhile, Round Rock has pulled into a tie with Oklahoma City, identical records of 74-60, as Round Rock beat Sugarland today 6-3, the final score there. In the West, first place Reno has an 8-7 lead over Salt Lake going to the eighth inning. And second place Las Vegas has a 2-0 lead at Sacramento heading to the fifth. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow. The Red Ears have already won this series, a six-game series. Tacoma's ahead 4-1. But they're going to try for win number five tomorrow with Darren McCacken on the hill against Andre Jackson. And the first pitch will be at 12.05 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll have it for you right here on this stream. In fact, we'll start the pregame show at 11.50 and have our Sunday visit with manager Tim Fedorovich as a part of the pregame show tomorrow, so tune in early if you can, and we can hear from the skipper tomorrow at 11.50 a.m. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Bricktown Ballpark. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. Have a great night.